I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
A resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 6 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds, 44 degrees. KSL's top story.
The governor. Spike.
The governor and the Utah Department of Health addressed the state's Spanish-speaking population about the rising number of COVID cases today. They're asking families to limit the spread by making sure holiday celebrations don't get too large. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
During the press conference, Park City Hospital Medical Director Wayne Provin spoke about his visit to New York at the height of the pandemic. He says so many people were dying, they needed refrigerated trailers to store the people who had passed away. He says many of us don't really grasp how serious the virus is until we see the effects up close. And even though the number of infections in the Hispanic community is at a much lower percentage than it was before, he says it's still too risky to invite extended family members over for holiday celebrations.
Utah's Hispanic population makes up for 28% of all COVID cases in Utah. Two more high schools in the Granite School District will be dismissed for 14 days. Taylorsville High and Olympus High will go remote after having more than the allowed number of COVID cases in the schools. Kearns High was dismissed last week, and the football team had hopes of playing in the state playoffs, but those hopes have been dashed. The team has too many cases of COVID to play this Friday. KSL News Time 601, a report alleges 4th Congressional District candidate Burgess Owens kept thousands of dollars in donations he wasn't supposed to. Your voice, your vote, 2020. KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the elections desk.
But Owens' campaign says they have now attributed the majority of the money and refunded the rest. A New York Times report alleges Owens kept $135,000 in excess donations. The law only allows individual donors to give $2,800 per election, and what's left over has to be reallocated to another election member of the household or refunded. Owens' campaign manager Jesse Rainey says excess donations are commonplace and can happen without the campaign knowing. There could be steep fines for breaking campaign finance laws. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The presidential candidates have put their campaigns into high gear with the election just a week away. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump predicting victory at a Motor Speedway rally in West Salem, Wisconsin tonight.
7 days from now, we are going to win this state, and we are going to 4 more incredible years in the White House. Thank you.
Meantime, First Lady Melania Trump is speaking to her husband's supporters in Pennsylvania.
We must keep Donald in the White House so he can finish what he started and our country can continue to flourish.
The Democratic ticket also trying to reach as many voters as possible. Former Vice President Joe Biden is in Georgia, criticizing the president's handling of both the pandemic and institutional racism.
I believe America and America of hope, not fear, unity, not division, love, not hate.
His vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, mobilizing voters in Nevada and talking about the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
I voted against her for a number of reasons. One, because it has been an illegitimate process from the beginning.
to push through and cram through a nomination of someone while the American people are voting.
Hours after taking the judicial oath, Amy Coney Barrett is officially kicking off her tenure on the nation's highest court. Judge Barrett today assuming the late Justice Ginsburg's chambers. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Every flight on every airline coming into or out of Salt Lake City International is now using a new gate. Concourse B opened today. Passengers have to walk a 990-foot tunnel to get to the new concourse. Along the way, they'll walk past more murals from artist Tracy Overy Covey, who spoke with KSL-TV.
It's wonderful for me to be able to create art that's in a public space that offers a sense of place so people have a memorable experience.
The new concourse will serve, well, just about every airline, including Delta, and the regional airlines as well. The old facility is now going to be demolished to make way for the next phase of airport construction. KSL News Time 6:05. As thousands more defense tech jobs come to Utah, the area around Hill Air Force Base may grow faster than Silicon Slopes. Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development told state lawmakers, plan for the future.
We're going to see a tremendous impact, not only on housing and things like office space, education, I'm hopeful in a positive way. The more sustainable, the more coordinated we are working with communities, the better off our growth is going to be.
Northrop Grumman is hiring thousands of people to work on a new weapons system, while the Air Force is seriously considering Utah for its Space Command headquarters. KSL News Time 6:05. And a check on traffic. Ricky, we're in emergency traffic, yes?
Still. And now we're seeing the overflow from those trying to avoid these solid delays. Southbound I-15 from just after 106 South down to SR-92. Now the delays are setting in southbound on Redwood Road, and they start from Riverton and Bluffdale going into Utah County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, a Halloween dinner idea from my boss. I'm not kidding. From my boss. My minute of news is on the way next.
Just kidding.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.